Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Glow Girl. We are a weekly podcast where we talk about woo and wellness and making our way in this wild world. I'm Tracy White, as always, and I'm so glad you're here today. It's August. I don't know if you guys have noticed that. So August is weird. It's a weird month to me. Do you notice when August starts, it just feels like the year has shifted? I don't know. I live in the Midwest and we get like 3 months of summer, maybe, if we're really lucky. August is one of those months, but for some reason, the beginning of August, and I can almost pinpoint it to August 1st, it's like a shift in the year because it's the downslide into the back half of the year. And I know technically once we're through June, we're halfway through the year. July should count for some of that. I don't know what it is. There's probably some astrological explanation that I'm overlooking here, but I'm happy when August starts because I feel like we're that much closer to fall, which is my favorite. And I just love this sort of harvesty energy that we kind of start to move into once August is here. So, I don't know what it's like where you are. I hope you're enjoying August. I hope that it's not 1,000 degrees where you are. We get a lot of that where I live too. And that's not my favorite. My favorite is those sort of cool mornings that turn into a nice afternoon and, you know, kind of a brisk evening. But I think we're going to probably be a few weeks out from that particular weather. So, now that we've talked about the weather, how have you been? How are you guys doing? Do you feel, outside of the time of year that it is, outside of it being August, outside of it being 2021 and things feel a little bit different, do you feel like in general things are shifting, changing, and kind of just like sliding around all over the place more unpredictably than a shopping cart at IKEA? Because I've been feeling that way. I've noticed it a lot in my life. I've noticed it a lot in the lives of people that I spend time with, people in my newsfeed, people in my groups that I'm involved with, and on the news, just in the world. It feels like there's a lot of shifting and changing and movement. There's a lot of motion happening right now. And like we always like to say around here, there's a planet to blame for that. There's actually a few planets to blame for this, but the two repeat offenders of 2021 are Saturn and Uranus. Three times this year, these two planets are forming squares to each other. Now, squares are aspects, and aspects are the sort of energetic moments where planets kind of touch each other. Okay. Keep your minds out of the gutter here. Squares are what we call 90 degree aspects to each other. So you can see that's sort of the point of a square if you remember your geometry. So a square in astrology is a challenging aspect. I've heard it said from other astrologers that when planets square, they're forcing us around a corner. And it kind of feels like that lately, doesn't it? Like you and everyone you know is at some sort of pivotal point in their life. Not always necessarily bad things, but just that there are things changing and we are helpless to stop this change. To me, it sort of feels like being on an escalator. And even if you want to go back, the forward motion is going to carry you to your destination regardless. If you fight it, you'll just get there more slowly than everyone else, but you're getting there one way or another. If you've been feeling like your life is dragging you along, or you've noticed with friends and loved ones, your newsfeed, or even on the evening news, that things seem to be in kind of just a constant unsettled motion, you are not crazy. That is actually what's happening, and it's getting more noticeable right now than we're used to. So Saturn and Uranus formed direct squares this year on February 17th, on June 14th, and then the final square will take place on December 24th. This is sort of a theme of the year. We're sort of bookended, and then we have this one right in the middle of the year at June 14th. we're feeling these. We're feeling them pretty strongly, you know? When we're in close proximity to these dates too, so February 17th, June 14th, and December 24th, and we're still in fairly close proximity to the June 14th square, we may see things related to these planetary themes popping up more in our lives and in global themes as well. So Saturn is currently in the sign of Aquarius. Saturn in Aquarius energy is challenges in society, obstacles to humanity, right? Groups of people being slowed down and forced to learn lessons. That sounds familiar to me. Uranus is in the sign of Taurus right now. Uranus and Taurus energy looks like unexpected shifts in the economy or the stock market, alarming pivots that are like a lightning strike, and also things like natural disasters. Okay. In our own lives, we may see things like this manifest in shocking ways, like the sudden loss of a job, only to have the clarity to learn what we truly want to do with our lives, or like a near-death experience that causes us to reevaluate how we spend our days, or maybe like winning the lottery, which is amazing, right? But it causes us to see the toxic relationships in our lives for what they really are. These transits give us a challenge, a lesson, and in the end, a gift, and we get three of them this year. The rub is that in the in-between times, we are learning the lessons, and they are not quick and painless ones. This might be especially true if you are one of the fixed signs of the zodiac, or if you have a lot of fixed energy in your chart. So we're going to talk about astrological modes, fixed, mutable, and cardinal in the back half of the show. So stay tuned for that, and I'll tell you if you are a fixed sign. So that you can know if you should be watching out for this energy more as we are leading up to this December square date. And if you are feeling like you're being put through the ringer this year, just know that you're on your way to some lessons, but also to a brand new outlook that will let you truly enjoy the spoils of 2022. And there are many, many really good, beautiful things ahead for us. So now, as for the rest of this week's astrology, there are some cool things coming this week, so stay tuned for that after a couple of offers from our lovely sponsors. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from manifesting the greatness you deserve? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with your very own professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. You don't have to leave the house. You don't have to put on real pants. It is that convenient. BetterHelp gets it. Life is busy. Now you can get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your own therapist. BetterHelp includes licensed professional counselors who are specialized in anything that you might need to talk about. Anything you share with them is confidential, and if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. BetterHelp offers 4 communication options: text, chat, phone, and video, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid options available. Glow Girl listeners get 10% off your first month, so why not get started today? Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health by going to betterhelp.com/glow. Fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/glow for 10% off your first month. Do you have a ride or die? A BFF, someone you can always count on in the good times and maybe in the not so great times? I do, and it makes every single day an adventure. Just like my favorite friends help me have fun and stay motivated, Best Fiends helps keep my brain engaged, challenged, and ready for anything. Do you love puzzle games and fun? Right? Me too. Who doesn't? I've been playing Best Fiends for a year now, and I'm constantly checking my phones for new updates. My favorite thing about Best Fiends is that when I finish a long day of parenting and working and just lifing, I get into my bed and instead of doom scrolling or blowing up my text chain, I spend time with these adorable characters. I've been playing for almost a year and a half now, I think, and I am on level 1000. Okay. And you might think I'm obsessed, and maybe I am a little bit, but I just keep coming back because it's so engaging and fun. Best Fiends is constantly adding new content and levels, plus all the cute collectible characters and new fun events like the Tour de Minutia event that I just crushed. With Best Fiends, there's always new puzzles to solve and something new to explore. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Do you really know what's in your multivitamin? It might be things like sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colorants, but you won't find any of that in Ritual multivitamins. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use, like methylated folate, which is something that's very important to me. I've been a loyal Ritual user for literal years now. I started researching a multivitamin that would support my health postpartum and that contained ingredients I wanted without all of the stuff that just wasn't necessary. I also loved the ritual of taking them every day, plus their fresh minty taste, and I've continued taking them all this time. The best part is that you'll always know what nutrients you're taking and where they come from, thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. Getting your Ritual started is also really easy. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/GGP to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/GGP for 10% off during your first 3 months. Okay, let's talk about this week's astrology. We have some fun things going on this week. So it is Leo season, as we know. Have you been noticing, have you been feeling the sun in Leo energy out there? There's a lot of pride in the air, which can be a great thing. It can help you have confidence in yourself. It can also make people a little bit resistant when there are compromise options on the table. People just want their own way. And that is a very, that's a very Leo energy at its core. So sometimes during Leo season, we can see pride getting in the way of, of compromise and things like that. So just things to keep in mind. I do love Leo season. It just feels like a fresh start, and it feels like an option or an opportunity to really put ourselves in the spotlight, which is something that we all need and something that our Leos are really good at doing. Now, this week, we have, like I said, a couple of really fun things happening. So we have a new moon in Leo on Sunday, August 8th. This will take place actually at 9:50 a.m. Eastern, depending on where you're located. So this new moon in Leo, this energy is, it's a lovely thing for formulating our goals. Okay. Like I said about Leo energy, it gives us confidence. It allows us to put ourselves in spotlights. It allows us to consider how we're being seen, how we're being experienced, and to make sure that we're sort of positioning ourselves to be seen and experienced in the best ways. We want to put our best face forward. We want to put ourselves in the nicest lighting. These are Leo things. This Leo new moon, again, Sunday, August 8th, you'll have that energy for about a day before and about a day after. So you can really take advantage of this, this Leo energy, all weekend and into next Monday. This new moon in Leo is, like I said, it's an excellent time for really considering the goals that we have. This might be things, new ways to enhance our romantic life. Okay. Leo energy is about romance too. Okay. It's about how we relate, and really sometimes that's very physical, how we relate on a physical level. So new ways to enhance our romantic lives, creative endeavors and hobbies. Leo energy is very creative. Is there something you've been putting off? Is there something that you've been wanting to start or launch? A new moon is a beautiful time for that. Another Leo energy that's great to take advantage of during this new moon is relationships with children. Is there something you've been meaning to do? Is there a talk you've been meaning to have? Is there just, have you just been so busy that you haven't been able to get down and play? with your kids, you know, this is a great time for that. This is a great time to reach out to your kids. This is a great time for connection. If you are somebody who doesn't have children, but there are children in your life, this is a great time for connection with them. If you're somebody who is trying to have children, this new moon in Leo is a fertile time. So this might be a time to look at your intentions with regards to building your family, or this might be a good time to, you know, instead of setting those intentions, just take advantage of that whole enhancement of romantic life thing and jump in there. This might be a really great fertile time for you. Okay. This is also a really wonderful moon to use to build our self-confidence and our healthy pride in ourselves. Okay. What I mean by healthy pride in ourselves, we should all have pride in ourselves. Okay. And I don't know if you are like me and you come from, sort of a conservative Christian family, and maybe you grew up in the church, and maybe you were taught that pride was a sin. And I have a very hard time with that. I have a very hard time still, you know, hey, this podcast should really be titled Topics for My Therapist, but I have a really hard time sometimes talking about myself, being proud of myself, you know, talking about my accomplishments or even drawing attention to myself, period, which is a strange thing because I am a Leo rising. So really I should be able to lead with those things. People should be able to see those things and I should wear them on my sleeve, but I have a really hard time with it. So when I talk about having healthy pride in ourselves, what I'm talking about here is if you are like me, and if you come from a background where it makes it difficult for you to really embrace the things about you that you are proud of, that you can be proud of, this might be a really good time to work on that or to set intentions for embracing those things about yourself and enhancing those things about yourself. You know, this might be a great new moon for maybe your intention setting looks like, you know, a series of post-it notes that you put on your bathroom mirror that, you know, say things like, you know, smile today, you have a great smile, or, you know, draw attention to something that you really appreciate about yourself today, because it's okay to do that. And it's okay to bring attention to yourself. And this new moon in Leo is a great time to be okay with that, you know, and to learn to really love those parts of yourself that are hard for you to talk about. So use this new moon in Leo. Use this, especially when it comes to some of Leo's lessons. The lessons of Leo involve taking pride in ourselves as unique individuals, also assuming responsibility for our lives, you know, that whole pride of lions thing. And then also giving ourselves warmly and generously to others. One of the easy ways to I guess, pinpoint Leo is to say that they love to be the center of attention. But you know what? One of the things that we don't talk about as much with Leo is, you know, their creativity and their generosity and their loyalty. Okay. These are very Leo things. Is there somewhere in your life that you can focus your creativity, that you can focus your generosity? Is there loyalty that you need to, work on? Is there a loyalty that you need to renew? Is there a loyalty that you need to call in? This new moon is a great time for that. It's also a great time for meditation, using some of these Leo keywords. Leo is a fire sign. So some of these, meditation keywords or journaling prompts, if that's something that you're into, could be things like pride, nobility, generosity, hospitality, caring, warmth, authority. Leo can be an authority. Leo can be active and open. These are traits that we might enhance, develop, incorporate more into our personalities during this Leo season. And this new moon is a great time to really explore all of those. So we all have Leo somewhere in our charts. If you want to know where this new moon is hitting your birth chart, you can look at this circular birth chart that you have. You can pull up any app that you have and you can see where Leo is. Leo looks like a little circle with like a really long tail, like a little circular lion, the sun, because Leo is represented by the sun, with a long tail kind of coming off of the top. So look at where Leo is in your chart. See what house Leo rules in your chart. Find out where this new moon is going to be and what area of your chart this new moon is going to light up for you. Okay. For me, this new moon is going to light up my first house. I'm a Leo rising and it happens to fall in that area. So for me, this first house of my chart is about my appearance, how I energetically am received by other people, and a little bit about physical health too. So this new moon for me, my intentions for this new moon are to consider my physical health, to consider my sort of daily routines. What am I doing for myself? What am I embracing about myself? And how can I enhance those things, maybe through my physical activity level or just the things that I'm actually taking time to do for myself each day? So for me, this might be sort of a self-care new moon. Okay. Taking a little bit of pride in myself in the ways that I've put off for honestly the better part of 2021 and probably a lot of 2020. And if you're anything like me, self-care is not an easy thing to do. So, one of the ways that I have recently invested in my self-care is I recently subscribed to a self-care subscription box. Our friend Jessica runs an Etsy shop called One Plus Six, and her shop has these beautiful self-care subscription boxes of all different levels. And the things that come are so gorgeous. I'm going to be sharing a picture about of that soon. And I'll make sure that I put a link in the show notes for her shop in case you're interested in investing in your self-care through one of these boxes. I love the things that I've received so far. I'm looking forward to having a chance to really sit down and use these things and really invest in my self-care. So for me, this new moon is about that. Wherever this new moon is falling in the Leo in your chart, these are areas that you can really focus. You know, for you, it might be time to embrace that inner child. For you, it might be time to take that inner child to therapy and do some shadow work. You know, the Leo inner child energy is very important right now. This new moon gives us the opportunity to especially set intentions for making significant changes in our lives that can benefit us well beyond this moon cycle. So it may be time for you to make some plans, set the stage for reaping the rewards from this. This is a new beginning for us. You know, August is a time for new beginnings. This new moon is a time for new beginnings. And because this moon is happening on August 8th, there's also another really cool thing that is coming for us. So if you've never heard of the Lion's Gate portal, I'm going to tell you all about it right now. So this is something that I hadn't heard about until just maybe the past couple of years. So the Lion's Gate portal is an energetic thing that happens on or around August 8th every year. Okay. We happen to be having a new moon also on August 8th. So this is a very magical, mystical, energetically rich day. Okay. If you can find some time to just sit in this energy on Sunday, August 8th, it's going to benefit you. I promise. It's a beautiful boost to everyone's charisma, creativity, confidence level. It's just August. It's Leo season. It's good stuff. So, let me tell you. So on August 8th, we're getting sort of blasted with a big spark of fiery Leo vibes via this August new moon in Leo, and that gives us sort of this exciting chance to take action on our personal passion projects, which is something that I am definitely looking forward to doing, but also the Lion's Gate portal. Okay. The Lion's Gate portal is, like I said, it's an energetic happening that amplifies the opportunity opportunity for us to boldly open new doors and opportunities in our lives. It's like an optimism injection for us. It's a beautiful, gorgeous time frame for us to just really kind of embrace all of this, all of this lovely Leo energy. Okay. I'm sorry, Meredith, cut that out. I had someone knocking on my door. Never mind. Okay. So the Lion's Gate portal, I'll explain all of this to you, but let's just say the too long didn't read version is that this is possibly one of the luckiest days of the year. It comes around every year. This year, because it's happening on the same day as this new moon, it really gives us a magical boost. Okay. The Lion's Gate portal is the day when the Leo sun and the brightest star in the sky, Sirius, form this cosmic alignment. And we call that the Lion's Gate portal. It's called that because it happens during Leo season. Leo is the lion. Okay. This sort of spiritual energy is amplified even more intensely this year because, like I said, the new moon in Leo that's taking place on the same day. Between these two stellar events and the numerology behind the number 8, because it's August 8, which is 8-8, it's set to be one of the luckiest days of 2021. And if you're into astrology or numerology, which is probably why you're here, you do not want to sleep on this opportunity to manifest abundance and dream big, okay? So what exactly is this thing? Like I said, it's a combination of the sun being in its home sign of Leo, and then the star Sirius, which is also rising in the skies on that day, around that day each year. And then also the numerological meaning of the number 8. Okay. Collectively, these factors give us this sort of auspicious energy that makes it a particularly lucky day for manifesting success and turning your dreams into reality. So when you're looking at this new moon and manifestation, this is a perfect time to really talk about what are my goals? What do I want to manifest? What do I want out of my life? This is a time to really put that into motion. Okay. Now, you might start hearing more about this Lion's Gate portal activation. It's gaining more popularity in New Age practices. 8-8 has been celebrated as a spiritual date for thousands of years. Sirius's rising and alignment with the sun was considered to be a significant event in many ancient cultures, even civilizations as far back as the Dogon tribe in Africa, in the Middle East, and in ancient Egypt. They all tracked Sirius star across the sky. And there's a lot of history, mythology, and energetic lessons out there about this. So you can even track some of this Sirius alignment back to the building of the pyramids of Giza in Egypt. It's very mystical. There's a lot going on with this particular time frame, historically speaking, and even today. So this is going to be very spiritually potent as a date. Okay. So besides the Lion's Gate portal being lucky because it's happening at the beginning of August, because it's happening during this new moon, the numerology of 8-8, 8 is considered one of the luckiest numbers in numerology. It often corresponds with wealth and abundance. Visually, the number 8 is also kind of literally an infinity symbol turned upright. And the infinity symbol represents unlimited potential. So 8-8 is numerologically significant. It's this number of abundance and prosperity. Being the 8th day of the 8th month of the year charges this date with energy and success on top of all that other astrological magic too. So the significance of the 8-8 date blends astrology with numerology, gives it a really fascinating synergy. Okay. Sirius in astrology is associated with wealth, passion, honor, and even fame, which again, all very much Leo themes as well. And while the sun is the planet of confidence, willpower, and self-expression, this gives this new moon and this 8-8 Lion's Gate date a lot of really, really powerful energy. So take advantage. This is perfect for manifestation. if there is a day, if there is a time that you can sit down and put on your best manifesting pants or not pants, whatever you want to do, write it down, make it happen, make a vision board, journal. I mean, tell the world, launch something, build something, plan something, but do something with this date if you can. Okay. The Lionsgate portal does give you more than just 8-8 to work with. You can work with this, I would say probably the same dates as the new moon timeframe. So probably from the 7th to the 9th is going to be the strongest of this energetic kind of manifesting date period. So if you can do some intention setting, if you can do some meditation, if you can set your phone timer for 8 minutes and allow yourself to just sit and clear your mind and think and focus on your potential for success, like anything that you do can help. Anything that you manifest can absolutely come to fruition for you. So work on this. This is a really cool time. This is a really cool date. If you are into crystals, okay, crystals that I would recommend for this time frame would be crystals that are in like the yellow or gold colored crystal family. Also crystals like citrine, pyrite, crystals like jade, and malachite, even though those are in the green family, they're associated with wealth and abundance. So those would be really great stones to work with too. So if you're into crystals, you can incorporate them into your practice if you want to as well. I think for me personally, I am going to try to work on making my money tree a little bit healthier, because since I have moved into a new house, it's been through a lot and it's looking kind of raggedy these days. So I think on the 8th, I'm going to work on trying to maybe replant it and fertilize it and maybe do a little bit of a ritual around making that money tree guy a little healthier. And maybe it will make my finances healthier too. So wealth and abundance. Use your creativity, another Leo theme, and see what you can get out of the 8-8 Lionsgate and Leo new moon timeframe. There's a lot to be had during that time. So do what you can and manifest some greatness, guys. Okay, guys. So as I promised, we're going to talk about the modes in the zodiac, the modalities of the different kinds of signs. We talked about this Saturn-Uranus square, the sets of squares that we've had going on this year. We've had one February 17th, another June 14th, and then the final square this year will take place on December 24th. So the signs that tend to feel this particular one, because Saturn and Aquarius, Uranus and Taurus, just the way that this is happening, the signs that are feeling this most strongly are the fixed signs. Okay. We've talked about this in the past, but it's been quite a while. So I want to talk to you about what that means. What is a fixed sign, right? So the fixed signs in the zodiac are Aquarius, Taurus, Leo, and Scorpio. Each of the signs has a quality or a modality, okay? They are either fixed, cardinal, or mutable, all right? The fixed signs are the signs that typically occur during the middle of seasons when nature can seem most stable and least variable. People born under these signs, and we're just talking about sun signs here really in general, but there's a lot more depth to this obviously that we can put into it, but people born under these signs can seem less inclined to instigate change in the world around them, which is a really nice way of saying that sometimes people with these signs can be very stubborn and immovable in their ways. Now, you guys know I don't like the word stubborn because I feel like stubborn is just a way to describe people who have boundaries by people who are attempting to shift their boundaries. But they can be resistant to change imposed on personal situations, which can manifest as desire, determination, and those can be positive aspects. But the resistance to positive or necessary change can sometimes be a disadvantage, or it might be viewed as weakness. Okay. The fixed signs have great strength through their tendency to maintain stability around them. All right. Aspects of the fixed modality can include strong willpower and reliability, including loyalty. The fixed signs are the signs that are really great at putting nose to grindstone and getting things done. Okay. It's just that when it comes to change, these signs may sometimes have a tough time accepting, or they may be resistant to great change, even when it's change that may be good. So if you see these fixed signs, Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, and Scorpio, if you have these signs in prominent placements in your chart, so if it's your sun, moon, rising, or if you've looked at your chart and you have maybe like three or four planets all in Taurus, for example, you know, you may be one of these people who's feeling this Saturn Uranus square energy that I talked about in the beginning of the show a little bit more strongly, a little bit more personally. So these are the fixed signs. Now, the other two modalities, because each of the signs we have fire signs, water signs, earth signs, and air signs. So there's a fire cardinal, there's a fire fixed, and there's a fire mutable. Then there's an air cardinal, air fixed, air mutable. It goes through each of the elements of signs also has a separate modality. So when we're looking at these, there's a lot of variation and a lot of intricacy in astrology in so many different ways. And I think this is why people get a little bit, I guess, intimidated by the study of astrology when they get really deeply into it. So if I'm confusing you, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to give you a little bit more depth, you know, in astrology rather than just saying, you know, I'm a fire sign, you know, maybe you're a fixed fire sign, you know. If you're a Leo and it's your season, you're a fixed fire sign. Welcome. Congratulations. Now, the cardinal modality, the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Those signs all begin on or about a solstice or equinox. So the spring equinox is Aries, the summer solstice is Cancer, the autumn equinox is Libra, and the winter solstice is Capricorn. Just like these times of the year tend to correspond with observable changes in the season, people born under these signs are often considered effective initiators of change. Okay. I've also heard this called instigators of change. They may be able to change the direction of a situation or project, or to start a completely new enterprise from scratch. These people can be described as enterprising, creative, trailblazers, possessed of a certain pioneering spirit, tenacious, and yet sometimes forcefully aggressive, adopting styles that might come across as over pushy or even bossy. Okay, so we can see that while there are some negatives to each of these placements, sure, they can often, just like we as people can express ourselves negatively sometimes, overall, there's more positivity to each of these. So again, the cardinal signs are the initiators. They're the starters of the zodiac. They start the seasons. They like to start the shifts and the changes. Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Now, when we have cardinal and fixed, the last set of signs in their modalities is mutable. Okay. Mutable sounds negative if you ask me. But when we're talking about mutable, what it basically means is that these are signs that are changeable and adaptable. I almost wish it was called adaptable instead of mutable, but the mutable signs are Pisces, Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius. These are the modes that occur later in each season, at about the time when the first indications of change tend to appear. So these are the signs that are occurring toward the end of a season. Okay. If cardinal happens at the beginning of the season, fixed happens in the middle of a season, and mutable happens at the end of a season. Okay. You can see Pisces corresponds to the harshness of winter giving away to spring. Gemini happens about the end of spring toward the beginning of summer. Virgo starts when the days shortening as autumn approaches, from summer into autumn. And Capricorn is the last of autumn into the sort of first days of winter. Okay. When change is expected and inevitable, it is not to be resisted, but rather adapted to and worked with. Okay. So this is kind of what mutable means. We're in a season. We know that it's coming to an end and that a new season is coming. And so we're not resistant to that. We're mutable. We're adaptable. We're ready to accept the new season as it comes in. This ties in well with the flexible sort of communicative nature associated with the mutable signs. People born under these signs tend to possess the ability to understand different aspects of a situation, to go with the flow, and to make the best of challenging circumstances. And one of the negative manifestations of mutable signs is that they can seem indecisive. So if you're thinking about Pisces, Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius, you know, think about if you are one of these people, does this describe you? Or are these people in your life that you feel like we may be describing here? So just kind of giving you a little bit of background information on these, the modes or modalities. These are also called quality of the signs of the zodiac. So what are you? What's in your chart? Do you have a lot of cardinal in your chart? Are you an initiator? Are you a starter? Are you a pusher? Do you have a lot of fixed in your chart? You know, are you somebody who prefers to stay still and who digs in their heels when change is coming? You know, do you have a lot of determination to accomplish when you really put your mind to it? You know, or are you mutable? Are you, I have a lot of mutable energy in my chart, very go with the flow kind of person, adaptable and, a communicator. But you know, I do have trouble focusing and I do have trouble making decisions sometimes. So these are energies that I definitely resonate with. And I'm wondering if you do too. So think about these, you know, as you're looking at your chart and your signs and, you know, see what you think about the different modes here. I hope this information has been helpful. I really appreciate that you all listened today, and I hope you're able to tune in next week for a brand new episode of Glow Girl. You can find us as usual on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Glow Girl Pod. Make sure you catch the rest of the Girls Girls Media Multiverse of Podcasts. We are on the air just about every day of the week, and there's something for everyone. Also, in case you haven't joined yet, in case you haven't heard this yet, membership has opened up for our exclusive Facebook group, the Girls Girls Community. I'm there, Brittany and Meredith from our flagship Girls Girls podcast are there. All the rest of our Girls Girls Media hosts and friends of the pod are there, spending all of our time in our favorite little social media haven. So come join and be our friends. Just look for Girls Girls Community on Facebook. Glow Girl is a production of Girls Girls Media, and our music today is by the amazing Breakmaster Cylinder. Shine bright, Glow Girls.